Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. The 62nd Arrowhead Regional Biennial opens next week at the Duluth Art Institute. This collective show is a juried exhibition with an opening reception on Thursday, January 24th from 5 to 7 p.m. Well, there will be announcements of the prize winners, and the Institute will also be celebrating their annual member show. In preparation for the biennial, the juror works to curate the exhibit, making the selections that will be in the show. This year's juror is artist, curator, and Minnesota art expert, Jara Patrick. She'll be on hand at the opening in Duluth on Thursday and joins us here on Radio Gallery to share some of her experience as juror for the Arrowhead Regional Biennial. So tell us a little bit about your work. You have had a really wonderful career, and you are a curator now.
Yeah, so my career started out as a studio artist. I graduated with a BFA in studio art and went on to exhibit my own work while simultaneously working with inside museums. I worked at the Walker Art Center for nearly a decade, mostly in their education and community programs department, and most recently with mnartist.org, where I oversaw the website's development and also the production of our offline programs. And that really led me into my current position, which is working as gallery director and curator at the LaWar Shaw Gallery at McAllister College.
It's no surprise that you were asked to juror the Arrowhead Regional Arts Biennial, and that is opening next week.
Well, it's an honor to be asked. I took the job as an analytical angle, actually, in that what does it mean to be a juror, and what sort of weight does that bring? Because I've also been on the other side of juries, really both sides, on panels and as an artist applicant, and wanted to take a little bit of the weight of off that term and really try to reframe the activities of a juror, right? So no one's under oath. It's not that sort of a juror. But really these selections that are being made are really expressions of a larger whole of artistic activity, both from the region and beyond.
What was your impression of submissions?
I think that what I saw in this pool, there's certainly a range of medium, there's a range of approach, but some of the themes that emerged within this group is a reflection on the environment of the North. I think a lot of the artists were submitting from either the northern region of the U.S., northern region of Minnesota. I think some were also interested in considering current events and politics as they make, and that was something that showed up in a few artists. Others are taking a look at themselves, their own identities, whereas others may be just interested in material investigation, thinking about what does it mean to work with a medium and how pliable is that medium in expressing their ideas. When I started to look at this pool, like, does the Arrowhead, does the North have an aesthetic, and is that something that I'm looking for or presuming based on my own assumptions of the area? I'm a Minnesota native, so certainly things that typify the region might be, a uniquely snow-cloaked landscape. I think that speaks very much about the experience of living here, whereas other artists were not really even drawing from ideas that relate to the region at all. I also wondered, if there's a history of artists working here, if we're starting to develop our own aesthetic, if we're inspired by other artists working in the region. So I saw, short little trails of movements that may seem like they're related between artists working now here and in the Twin Cities too.
So in the end, are you excited about what's in the show?
Incredibly. I think there are some real head turners within the exhibition. There's some work that is really technically driven. There's some work that's conceptually driven and very rigorous. And I think you'll find a really fun mix of things for both those invested in the arts and those who may be newer audiences.
manager of the 62nd Arrowhead Regional Biennial, Jarrah Patrick, joining us here on Radio Gallery. The show is opening at the Duluth Art Institute on Thursday, November 24th, up through March 31st. The opening reception happens Thursday, January 24th, from 5 to 7 p.m. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with assistance from Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. Funding provided by the family-owned Duluth Grill and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org on the homepage and under Programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.